So this topic is the lack of diabetes screening among non-diabetic persons in Alabama. So we talked about pre-diabetes, but in addition, there are 2.9 million Americans who have diabetes, and 1 in 4 persons with diabetes remain undiagnosed. The American Diabetes Association recommends screening anyone age 45 years or older for diabetes, and screening anyone who is overweight or obese and has at least one additional risk factor, such as those listed at the bottom of the screen. There are new U.S. Preventive Services Task Force draft recommendations for diabetes screening that recommend testing anyone age 45 years or older, but also anyone with any single risk factor, such as being overweight or obese, a first-degree relative with diabetes, certain minority groups, such as African Americans, and women with certain medical conditions, such as a history of gestational diabetes. For these persons, they recommend screening at least every 3 years, but annually if they have more than one risk factor or if they have had previously elevated blood sugar values. So why do so many people not know they have prediabetes or diabetes? Are they receiving the screening? Again, we turn to the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey. And in this instance, the respondents were asked if they'd ever been diagnosed with prediabetes, diabetes, or borderline diabetes. If they said yes to any of those, they were excluded from this analysis of screening. Those that were neither diabetic or prediabetic were asked, had you ever had a test for high blood sugar or diabetes within the past 3 years? If they said no, then they were considered to lack screening for diabetes. For this analysis, we again used a SAS and a weighted analysis and calculated prevalence and prevalence ratios for respondent characteristics. This table shows the prevalence of self-reported diabetes screening. Overall, 53% of non-diabetic Alabama adults reported that they had been tested for diabetes in the previous 3 years. The prevalence of diabetes screening was somewhat lower or similar among males, those with less than high school education, persons with low income, and those who met physical activity guidelines. The prevalence of diabetes screening was slightly lower than overall for African Americans, highlighted here in yellow, because that is a risk factor for having diabetes. For the other persons with risk factors for diabetes, the prevalence of diabetes screening was somewhat higher than the overall prevalence of diabetes screening, but was not approaching 100%. For persons 45 years in age of older, folks that are overweight and obese, or those that have a history of either hypertension or elevated cholesterol. In addition, persons who responded having cost barriers to care, a gap in health insurance, or lacking health insurance, all reported a higher prevalence of not receiving diabetes screening. Those who did not have a personal health care provider or had not had a medical checkup in 5 years were twice as likely to have missed out on diabetes screening. So many Alabama adults are not aware of their diabetes status, and this may be in part because we found that nearly half of non-diabetic Alabama adults have not been tested for diabetes in the previous 3 years. And this includes people with risk factors for diabetes, such as 1 in 3 people aged 45 years or older, and nearly half of African Americans and overweight or obese persons. Many folks that have not had diabetes screening also have other medical conditions that increase their risk for diabetes, such as having high blood pressure or high cholesterol. Among the barriers identified for diabetes screening were financial barriers, either cost or health insurance issues, as well as inadequate patient engagement in healthcare systems by lacking either having a recent general medical checkup or an identified personal healthcare provider. This represents a missed opportunity for early detection and treatment of diabetes. Earlier care, as we know, can reduce health complications and costs. So we need to increase awareness of diabetes, prediabetes, and the importance of early screening among both patients and healthcare providers. We can improve screening by using the new broader recommendations of diabetes risk groups. To improve patient engagement, we can expand access to health insurance and health systems. And with a focus on patient-centered wellness homes, we can increase preventive services. Identifying people at risk for diabetes and testing them early is crucial because the progression of diabetes, its complications, and costs can be reduced with early intervention. I'd like to acknowledge the co-authors on this particular abstract, and I can take any questions that you have. Thank you.
We do have 1 minute. Anybody has a question?
The question is, what's a patient-centered wellness home as compared to a patient-centered medical home? And in some facilities, they consider mental health to be an additional factor that should be addressed, and so they broaden it from medical home to include total wellness. Thank you.